Washington, Catholic. Cardinal basketball.
It's time for Washington Catholic basketball on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop in Washington, Craney's Body Shop in Washington, Darrell O'Brien Construction in Washington, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, and Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Now, let's go courtside.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Birdcage, Washington, Indiana, where we've got varsity boys basketball here on this Tuesday night. I'm Mike DeCourcy, filling in for my buddy John Mullen tonight. And tonight here at the Birdcage, it is Washington Catholic hosting Lagodi in a potential sectional 63 matchup. Lagodi comes into tonight's contest with a record of 8-9 on the season. WC coming into tonight's contest looking for win number one. As you mentioned, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Not going to be joined all night long tonight by John Mullen, but going to be joined all night long tonight by my buddy, my pal, my friend, my amigo, the young Jalen Mullen, who will be bringing you stats, rebounds, assists, turnovers, all of the great statistics, some halftime analysis, and you'll be hearing from Jalen here shortly. So Barreve has already played both Washington Catholic and Lagodi. And you want to talk about other sectional 63 teams, Orleans has played Lagodi. They have not played WC. Shoals has played both Washington Catholic and Lagodi. And then rounding out the sectional, Reveille has played both of these teams. So that is your six-team sectional, and we're getting to the point in the season where everybody has basically played everyone, and the tourney draw is literally right around the corner. WC cheerleaders out on the floor. Home crowd excited, singing the school song here tonight. And both teams are back in their locker room getting final instructions from their coaches. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll have more of the pregame show back to the Birdcage after this two-minute timeout.
The best-kept secret in Washington is the Knights of Columbus Kitchen on Main Street in the heart of downtown. Besides being the site for some of the biggest jackpots in the state, the Knights of Columbus has one of the best kitchens inside the club, serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner every Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to be a member. Dine in or call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-1275. From juicy steak dinners on the weekends to strombolis and other sandwich favorites throughout the week, try lunch today at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
What do you do when you have an accident? Call Craney's Body Shop on Veal Creek Road in Washington. They'll straighten things out. Craney's Body Shop has been serving this area since 1980 with expert vehicle body repair on all makes and models. Craney's also offers 24-hour around-the-clock towing service, so one call can do it all at 254-6412, 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Veal Creek Road in Washington, serving the area for 30 years.
Darrell O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction. But Darrell O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years experience, Darrell can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. Darrell would like to hear from you. If you're enjoying the game tonight, text 812-486-6752.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on The General.
Back at the Birdcage alongside Jalen Mullen. I am Mike DeCourcy, and we are getting ready for varsity basketball action here tonight at the cage. It is WC and Lagodi. Tonight's prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street and in Washington. And we know, Jalen, that tonight is going to be a difficult task for Washington Catholic to get a win. But if they're going to stay close and compete with Lagodi tonight and maybe try to pull off the upset, what do they need to do?
Well, first of all, it's going to be on the defensive end. Got to be able to stop them so they don't score. Stop the big man in Silas Bauer. And also got the guard, Jaden Wagner. And also they're going to have to keep care of the ball because you got to have the ball to score.
So those are tonight's prescription for success. And that's got to start on the defensive end, containing the big guy, Silas Bauer. Lagodi does have a size advantage here tonight. And the most simple, eloquent lesson in all of basketball is that you've got to have the ball to score. So controlling the turnover margin tonight is key if WC wants to stay in this game and look for win number one on the season. Lagodi comes into tonight's contest. As we mentioned, they are one under the 500 mark. And Lagodi, talking to Coach Mike Wagner and the radio guy Greg Bateman, maybe a little bit of a frustrating weekend last weekend. They thought they were clearly, I'm not going to say the better or the more talented team than Mitchell, but thought that for the better part of three quarters, they should have won that game on Saturday night against Mitchell, and then everything went cold, and Lagodi outscored 21-7 in the final quarter. Mitchell picking up that win 50-38 in Lagodi. So Lagodi, I guarantee, has had a couple of difficult days of practice, and they will be in here hungry and looking for a win tonight. Lots of games on the general this week, 95.9. As we mentioned, we got Lagodi and Washington Catholic here tonight. And join us the rest of the week on Friday night, Bar Eve and Reve from Kavanaugh Court. And then on Saturday night on the general, 95.9, Bar Eve travels down to Princeton to take on the Tigers on 95.9. So it's a three-game week here on the general, 95.9. Join us for all of those. We are going to go ahead and take another timeout. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip. Bar Eve and WC getting ready. Back to the Birdcage right after this.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George. Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC salesman for details.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
Back at the Birdcage. Starting lineups being introduced right now. And it's going to be the visitors from Ligoti first. And Ligoti, as they've done all season long, for the most part, going to start a guard-laden lineup tonight. Tonight, starting for the Lions, Jaden Wagner. Wagner, 6 feet and a senior. Joined in the backcourt tonight by Bailey Deerwester. Deerwester, 5'11", and a junior. Third guard tonight, Cade Cheesham. Cade Cheesham is a 5'11 junior. Another guard tonight, Levi Pinley. Levi Pinley is a 5'10 freshman. And in the middle tonight for Ligoti, Silas Bauer. Bauer is a 6'4" freshman. Lions coached by Kent Cheesham. And the starting lineup's being introduced right now for WC. They're going to go like this tonight. Brock Craney. Craney, a 5'10 junior, starting at one guard position. He's going to be joined tonight in the backcourt by Peyton Robinson. Robinson, 5'8 and a senior. Also in the starting lineup tonight for Washington Catholic is going to be Blake Hunter. Hunter, 5'9 and a senior guard. Also tonight in the starting lineup for WC, and that is VJ Burris. Burris is 5'9 and a senior. And rounding out the starting lineup tonight for the Washington Catholic Cardinals is number 34. That is Tristan Taylor. Taylor is a 6 foot senior. Cardinals are coached by John Howe. So both teams headed out to the floor, telling each other hello. And we are getting ready for action as both teams head to the center circle. So not only do I have a trusty statistician here tonight, my trusty statistician is going to be working with his opposite hand as Jalen Mullen broke his hand in last night's basketball action. Tip is up, and it is controlled by Ligoti. Looks like WC going to start in a 2-3 zone. Levi Pinley with the basketball, going to go down, kick it in the corner. Cheesham going to knock in a three to open the game, and it's 3-0 Ligoti, just like that. Washington Catholic with the basketball. Ligoti going to start man-to-man on defense. Craney's got it. Craney had a good game down at Barrie last week. Hit 4 threes. Long two going to be put up by Washington Catholic. No good. That was Blake Hunter, and here comes Wagner. He wants to run. Little inside-outside game. Another three going to be put up by Ligoti. It's no good, but Silas Bauer going to pick it up and lay it in. And it's 5-0. So the Lions effective on their first two trips down the floor. Made triple, missed shot, and a rebound basket. Ligoti quickly on top, 5-0. Little pick and roll action. It's going to be thrown away. Here comes Deerwester with the basketball. Jaden Wagner with a long three. It's going to roll out, no good, but Pinley going to grab the rebound for Ligoti. Lions going to reset. Cheesham going to take another three. That's going to miss. Good block out that time by WC. Tristan Taylor going to grab the board. 5-0 here in the early going. And Ligoti still man-to-man. Craney going to work on Silas Bauer. He's going to kick it over. Three going to be put up by WC. That was Blake Hunter, no good. And here comes Ligoti, and they want to run with it. And Bauer gets behind everybody, misses the layup, but he's going to grab his own rebound, kick it out. Cheesham with another three and got it, and it's 8-0. WC wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. 5:50 left in the opening quarter. 8-0 Lagodi. Back to the Birdcage in 1 minute.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at the Birdcage. 8-0 Lagodi here in the early going. WC trying to back cut for Craney, couldn't find him. Taylor with the basketball, going to be blocked out of bounds. And Lagodi going to get it back. Or WC going to get it back. So Catholic with it on the inbound. Brock Craney going to set for a three. It's going to be long. Bauer going to grab the rebound. Almost has it taken away. Here comes Lagodi down the floor. Levi Pendley going to set for three from the outside. It's going to be long. Tapped around, and Washington Catholic going to pick up the rebound. So Craney with it. And WC just trying to get some offense going here. That's not from the outside. Craney's got it. He's going to set for three. It's going to be long. Ran down by Pendley. And here comes Lagodi on the run. Pendley over. Cheesham going to set for another three. Got it again. So three triples already for Cade Cheesham. And it's 11-0 Lagodi. WC with the basketball. Craney with a three from the corner, and he got this one. And WC finally on the board at 11-3. WC going to take it away from Lagodi. Brock Craney going to stop and pop 15-footer. It's an air ball rebounded by Wagner. Lagodi going to get out ahead, and Bauer going to make a layup, 13-3. And another timeout by WC. We'll take one, too. 3:46 left opening quarter, 13-3 Lagodi. Back to the cage after this one-minute timeout.
What do you do when you have an accident? Call Craney's Body Shop on Veal Creek Road in Washington. They'll straighten things out. Craney's Body Shop has been serving this area since 1980 with expert vehicle body repair on all makes and models. Craney's also offers 24-hour around-the-clock towing service, so one call can do it all at 254-6412. 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Veal Creek Road in Washington, serving the area for 30 years.
Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction, put Daryl O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years experience, Daryl can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. Daryl would like to hear from you. If you're enjoying the game tonight, text 812-486-6752.
Back at WC. Cardinals with the basketball. Down in the post. That's Taylor. His shot up. No good. Rebounded by Ligotian. Here come the Lions on the run. Got some new faces in the game for Ligoti. And Cheesham going to be called for a travel. So WC with the basketball. Ligoti looks like they're going to come out in a little trapping defense this time. And Craney going to fire another three. It's going to roll in and out. Ligoti going to grab the or WC going to grab the rebound. It's going to be blocked away. That was Blake Hunter, and here comes Ligoti on the run. Another three put up by Deer Western, no good. Brandon Eckerly just in the game, going to grab the rebound. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Eckerly has just checked in. He's a 6'1 senior forward for the Lions. Eckerly at the line. His first free throw going to bounce long. No good. He'll have another. Eckerly second. It's no good as well. And WC with the rebound. 13-3 Ligoti here in the early going. 2:45 left, opening quarter. Ligoti in a 1-3-1 zone. WC going to get loose for a triple right there. And knocking that in is Blake Hunter, so 13-6. So little 6-2 run here by WC to close the gap here a little bit. And Ligoti with the ball reversal against this zone. Cheesham going to fire another three, and he got it again. That's Kate Cheesham's fourth three here in the first quarter. And Ligoti going to take one away. Jaden Wagner going to sneak in and steal an inbounds pass. Step back 15-footer, and he got it. 18-6, Lions back by a dozen. Craney with it, standing in the center circle. Ligoti still trying to trap a little bit here. Jumper going to be put up by WC is no good. That was V.J. Burris. Here comes Wagner with a rebound for Ligoti. Behind the back dribble. Hits Eckerly in the post. And Eckerly going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. It's a second team foul on WC. None called as of yet on Ligoti. Tonight's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. By Craney's Body Shop on Veal Creek Road in Washington. Eckerly misses the first. Tonight's game also brought to you by Daryl O'Brien Construction. Text Daryl tonight and tell him you are enjoying the game at 486-6752. Eckerly got the second, 19-6. Coming up on a minute and a half left here in the opening quarter. Looks like Ligoti back to man-to-man defense this time. And WC trying to get organized right here. They're looking for Craney. They can't find him. In the corner, they've got Nick Walker. Now three going to be put up. It's going to be long. But right there for the offensive rebound putback is Peyton Robinson. He lays it in, 19-8. Ligoti leads it by 11. Lions in a going against this 3-2 defense this time. And Jaden Wagner going to knock in a three. 22-8 now. Ligoti leads it by 14. Irwin's analyst with the basketball. He's just checked in for WC. Over to Robinson. Walker's got it. He's going to have it poked away for just a second. And WC going to rip it back, and they're going to get a foul that time. I'll call that on Landon Harder. Just checked in for Ligoti. That's going to be the first on Ligoti. Just two on WC. 22-8. 22 seconds left in the opening quarter. Robinson with the basketball for the Lions. Going to hit Annalis in the post. Annalis going to gather his feet. His shot going to be no good. And if Irwin's Annalis would have caught that ball, could have laid it in. Here comes Ligoti on the run in the corner. Jaden Wagner going to have to step out, fire a long three at the buzzer. It's going to be no good, and that's going to do it. At the end of one, all Ligoti here at the Birdcage. Lions 22, Cardinals 8. Back to the Birdcage after this one-minute timeout.
The best-kept secret in Washington is the Knights of Columbus Kitchen on Main Street in the heart of downtown. Besides being the site for some of the biggest jackpots in the state, the Knights of Columbus is one of the best kitchens inside the club, serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner every Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to be a member. Dine in or call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-1275. From juicy steak dinners on the weekends to strombolis and other sandwich favorites throughout the week, try lunch today at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington.
Goodwin Seaver's Funeral Home will open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home is located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. Hello, I'm Chris Seavers, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
Ligoti leads it after one quarter, 22-8. Going to hand it over to Jalen Mullen here. He's going to go through first quarter scoring.
Well, for the visiting Ligoti Lions, they were led in scoring by Cade Cheesham with 4 3-point field goals for a total of 12 points. Then followed by Jaden Wagner with a 3-point field goal and a 2-point field goal with 5. Silas Bauer had 4. And Brandon Eckerly added a free throw for a total of 22 first quarter points. For the Washington Catholic Cardinals, Blake Hunter had 3 points, Brock Craney had 3 points, and Peyton Robinson had 2. And that does it for a total of 8 first quarter points. Pass it back over to Mike DeCourcy here.
And right like that at the beginning of quarter number 2, nice design set right there by Coach John Howell. That's going to free up Brock Craney for a triple right at the top of the key, 22-11. Ligoti still has WC doubled up, but a good offensive set right there designed by John Howell, and Craney knocked it in. WC with the basketball, or Ligoti with the basketball. WC back on defense. Shot put up by Harder, no good. Ball on the floor, Ligoti going to pick it back up. Penley going to set for 3, and he got it to go, 25-11. So WC back against this Lion man-to-man pressure. It's going to be taken away. That's Bailey Deerwester with the basketball. He's going to try to beat everybody down the floor. Goes to the other side of the rim, lays it in, 27-11. Now Penley going to reach in and steal it. And WC players down on the floor tying their shoes. And WC going to, I think they're going to stop the game here for just a second. Officials timeout, but it's going to be Ligoti basketball. And that, quite frankly, that's the second time this game that WC has had it taken away in the backcourt by just making a careless inbounds pass. Wagner with the basketball. He's going to rise up. His jumper is going to be long and going to be last touched by Bauer. So WC going to get it back. 27-11. Lions by 16. Walker with the basketball. Out to Annalis. Over to Peyton Robinson. And WC trying to get some basket cuts here. Now they're going to get a foul on Jaden Wagner. They're going to say that he bumped Blake Hunter. WC going to get it on the baseline. .27-11, 5:59 left on the inbounds. Analyst with it, and he's going to travel with it as they were looking for a little pick and roll action. Ligoti going to get it back. So Ligoti back at it again. Wagner on the right side looking for Bauer in the post. Bauer going to go over Analyst. His layup post move going to be good. 29-11. So that's the last seven for the Lions. Walker with the basketball. And it's going to be taken away. And here comes Ligoti on the run. Silas Bauer out ahead of everybody. And he's going to send it in. A dunk for the freshman. 31-11. And as Ligoti's kind of cranked up the defensive pressure, you've seen Bauer really starting to run the floor. I think he's been smelling that dunk the entire night. And he finally got one. So Lions now by 20. WC going to throw one to the Ligoti bench. That's a turnover. And Ligoti going to get it back on a 9-0 run now with a 31-11 lead. 4:41 left. Opening half. Bauer with it out high for Ligoti over to Penley. Going to hand it over. Little flare screen. Landon Hart are going to set for three. It's going to be short. Rebounded by WC. Here comes Craney with it. Craney looking to get WC into their offense right here. Down in the post. Taylor back out. Craney going to set for another three. That one going to be short. But Ligoti going to travel with it as Deerwester just loses control of the basketball and going to fall down. So Cardinals going to get it back. So Catholic with it on the inbounds. Looking into the post. They're trying to jam that ball in a pick and roll situation down in the post to Tristan Taylor. Ligoti going to tie him up. Jump ball, possession arrow, going to give it back to the Lions. So Ligoti with it again. 31-11. Penley going to set for a three. He got another one. 34-11. That's 11 straight for Ligoti. And on his drive to the rim, on the other end, Jace Drew going to be fouled, and Drew going to go to the line to shoot two. Or are they going to call that foul on the floor? And they're going to call it on the floor. Jalen, I guess shooting motion's no longer, it's no longer a rule. Yes. On the inbounds, WC with it. Brock Craney going to go down on the baseline. He's going to be fouled on his way to the bucket, and I think they're going to get that one on Bailey Deerwester. No. Let's see. They're going to get that on number 33. That's Levi Penley, and that's going to be his first. WC with it on the inbounds. They wanted Craney on the inside. They had a guard-on-guard post right there. Jumper going to be put up. No good. Rebounded by Ligoti. Here comes Penley with the basketball. Deerwester going to set. Fire a three. In and out. No good. Penley going to run it down. Wagner with it in the post. Off the glass. Got it. 36-11. That is a 14-0 run for the Lions to lead by 25. Craney going to set for three from the other side, in and out again. Here comes Wagner on the run. Jaden with it. Left-hand dribble. Stop and pop. 10-footer, no good. Ball on the floor. Cheesham going to set for another three. He got it again. So it's a 28-point Ligoti lead and a 17-0 Lion run, 39-11. Brock Craney with it on the left side. Three going to be put up by WC, no good. Here comes Jaden Wagner on the run. Little reverse layup, got it, 41-11. And Ligoti is now running WC out of their own gym. Wagner with another steal, going to get it out ahead to Deerwester. Bailey Deerwester over to Cheesham. Cheesham going to set for another three. That one going to roll in and out. But Ligoti has won every loose ball here tonight so far. Lions playing very hard. Deerwester with it on the right side. Minute 20 left in the opening half. Jaden Wagner going to drive it to the rim. He's going to be fouled, lay it up, and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. It's the third foul whistled on WC here this half. And they're going to get that one on Tristan Taylor, and that's going to be his third. So 43-11. Ligoti leads it by 32, and they're on a 21-0 run. Jaden's free throw going to roll in and out. No good. Here come the Cardinals with the basketball. They're going to beat everybody down the floor, and they're going to get a layup to go. That's going to be Blake Hunter. That's going to end the drought for just a moment. Still a 30-point Ligoti lead. We're 50 seconds left in the opening half. Jaden Wagner with it. Out to Cheesham. Penley with it. He's going to skip it over. Bailey Deerwester, another three. In and out, no good. And here comes WC with the basketball. Peyton Robinson with it. He's going to have it taken away. That's Jaden Wagner just out ahead of everybody. His layup, good. And with 20 seconds left, WC back quickly in a hurry. And the three ball put up by V.J. Burris is going to be an air ball, and Ligoti going to get it back with 14 seconds left. So Cheesham with it. Over to Deerwester. Wagner with it in the corner. Step back, and they're going to get him for a travel. And with 6.3 seconds left, here comes WC with it. And Craney going to fire a long three at the buzzer. It's no good. And the rebound attempt going to be blocked away, and that's going to do it. At halftime here at the Birdcage, it is all Ligoti. 45-13. Lions are going to lead it here at halftime. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. And when we come back, my buddy, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, Jalen Mullen, going to have all of his sloppily written halftime statistics as he's doing it left-handed with a broken right hand. We'll talk about the second half and more. Once again, here at halftime, all Ligoti here at the Birdcage, 45-13. Back to the cage after this three-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George! Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC salesman for details.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne, reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Back at the Birdcage, halftime tonight. All Ligoti. Lions lead WC here at halftime, 45-13. And it was a 22-11 lead, and Ligoti exploded for a 23-0 run in the second quarter to really put this game out of reach. Halftime scoring tonight, my friend, Jalen Mullen.
First for the visiting Ligoti Lions, they were led in scoring by Cade Cheesham with 5 3-point field goals for a total of 15. First half points, followed by Jaden Wagner with 13. Silas Bauer had 8. Levi Penley had 6. Bailey Deerwester added a 2-point field goal for 2. And Brandon Eckerly added a free throw for 1 for 45 first half points. And for the Washington Cardinals, they were led in scoring by Brock Craney with 2 3-point field goals for 6, followed by Blake Hunter with 5. Peyton Robinson added a 2-point field goal for 2 for 13 first half points. Back over to Mike DeCourcy.
So at halftime, it's all Ligoti, 45-13. And Ligoti and Washington Catholic back in the locker rooms getting ready for second half action, getting instructions from their coaches. As we mentioned, this is the first of a three-game week here on the General 95.9. We will finish this one out here tonight. It's WC and Ligoti on Friday night. Bar Eve plays host to the Revay Patriots. Bar Eve wins that game. They will retain the Blue Chip Conference championship. And that'll be an outright conference championship as Bar Eve went to South Knox, came away with a 47-42 victory last Friday night and basically put them in a position to clinch it outright on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, tough one for the Vikings. Bar Eve heads down to Princeton. Princeton at least as of today. According to Sagar and ratings and by results, they're the favorite down in the 3A sectional. And Princeton looking for their first sectional championship since 2009, a year that they actually won the state championship. So that's going to be Saturday night. Princeton, a team just like Princeton, a team just like Evansville Memorial last Saturday, actually bigger than Bar Eve. Princeton actually plays Jasper for the Big 8 championship on Friday night as well. So a bunch of conference championships being decided, and we'll have both of those games for you right here on the General 95.9. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half action. Lagodi leads WC 45-13 at halftime. Back to the Birdcage right after this.
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Lagodi.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
The best kept secret in Washington is the Knights of Columbus Kitchen on Main Street in the heart of downtown. Besides being the site for some of the biggest jackpots in the state, the Knights of Columbus has one of the best kitchens inside the club, serving lunch Monday through Friday and dinner every Friday and Saturday night. You don't have to be a member. Dine in or call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-1275. From juicy steak dinners on the weekends to strombolis and other sandwich favorites throughout the week, try lunch today at the Knights of Columbus in downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
What do you do when you have an accident? Call Craney's Body Shop on Veal Creek Road in Washington. They'll straighten things out. Craney's Body Shop has been serving this area since 1980 with expert vehicle body repair on all makes and models. Craney's also offers 24-hour around-the-clock towing service, so one call can do it all at 254-6412. 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Veal Creek Road in Washington, serving the area for 30 years.
Four-star country weather.
Everyone, meteorologist Jesse Walker with your forecast on WAMW. For tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cold, dropping down to 32. Tomorrow will stay cloudy, could see a light shower later on. Highs near 50. Tomorrow night, cloudy and mild, dropping down to 48. On Thursday, cloudy, windy, rain showers, and warmer. Highs all the way to 62. And that's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Jesse Walker.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinal Sports on the General.
Back at the Birdcage. 45-13 here at halftime. We're getting ready for second half action. And it will be WC ball to begin the second half. So the officials ready. They're going to hand it off to WC. And here we go. Both teams with their starters back on the floor. Looks like Lagodi going to start man-to-man. Washington Catholic wanted to try a back cut set. And ball going to be tapped out of bounds. WC going to get it back. Robinson with it. They're looking for Craney. Looking for him down in the post. Can't find him. Wagner going to step in, grab a steal. His layup, however, going to be missed. And Bauer going to slap it out of bounds. And Ligoti going to get it back. Or WC going to get it back. So 45-13, almost a minute gone here in the opening minutes of quarter number three. Three going to be put up by WC. It's in and good. That's Blake Hunter. So 45-16. WC strikes first here in half number two. Pendley with the basketball. Going to kick it over to Cheesham in the corner. Pendley gets a three from the left corner. 48-16. Taylor with it in the right corner. He's going to try to get around Bauer, and Bauer going to get whistled for a foul. And Tristan Taylor going to go to the line to shoot two. So 48-16. Taylor's first free throw. Going to roll out, no good. And the second one going to roll out. Wagner going to grab the rebound. Here comes Ligoti. Pendley's got it. Top of the key, wanted to pull the trigger, couldn't do it. Going to kick it over to the right side. Bailey Deerwester got one to go. And it's 51-16, Ligoti by 35. Cardinals with the basketball again. Robinson over to Hunter. Craney with it in the corner. He's going to pull up, quick three. He's going to roll off. Deerwester grabs it, gets it over to Cade Cheesham. Cheesham going to stop and pop, long three, and he got another one. 54-16, Ligoti by 38. Lions almost playing horse out here tonight, Todd Lancaster. And WC going to try to get it in the post back to Taylor. Taylor going to be fouled. And I don't know if they're going to get that one on Silas Bauer or if they're going to get it on the help side defense, and they are going to get it on Bauer. That's going to be his second. Always fun when the Washington Times-Herald sports editor Todd Lancaster hits press row, especially with his children. Tonight I've heard him chastise his daughter. Heard him tell his son down at USI that when his great-grandfather was his age, he wasn't worried about changing a dead battery or having somebody do it for him. He was worried about getting out of the trenches of France in World War I alive. So figure out how to handle your battery by yourself. So solid sage advice from Todd Lancaster to his children here tonight. WC with the basketball, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds, but Taylor's going to touch it last. Then his son proceeded to tell him he needed gas money. Todd Lancaster said that his great-grandfather, the only gas that he was worried about was mustard gas in World War I. So figure out how to get some gas on your own. Bauer with it. That's number two tonight, Todd Lancaster. Went right down the lane, shot fake, smacked it. 56-16. And I'm going to be a truth teller right here. I thought the first one that Bauer got tonight, Ligoti had just created more and more turnovers. And every time down the floor, Bauer, I'm not going to go out and call it a cherry pick, but he was definitely anticipating getting easy baskets, and that kind of led to his first dunk. That one was a shot fake. The lane opened up, and he stuffed it. And this time, Penley going to grab a steal. Craney going to try to take a charge, and he's going to be called for a block. And Penley going to go to the line to shoot two. Irwin's analyst in the game for WC. And Penley's going to get the first one to go. Tonight's game also brought to you by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way that you want to be treated, by Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, and by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Penley got them both, 58-16. Ligoti by 42. WC with the basketball. Some substitutions in the game for WC. That's Jace Drew with it. And WC going to throw one into the stands. Ligoti going to get it back. And in the post, Landon Harder just in the game. Good post entry pass. He's going to lay it up, 60-16. WC with the basketball. And a three going to be put up. And no good by Hunter. Rebounded. Here comes Jaden Wagner. 3.5 minutes left, third quarter. Wagner stop and pop. His 15-footer short. Analyst going to grab the rebound. Here comes Hunter. Going to travel and get away with it. Peyton Robinson going to take a three. Going to be long. Going to be ran down, but Ligoti going to come up with the loose ball. And a pass down to Jaden Wagner. And that was a good job right there. Let's see who that was just in the game for Ligoti. Who was that?
Nathaniel Hart.
Yeah, just listed on the JV roster, but he got out and ran the lane. Probably could have had a layup, but dished it off to Jaden Wagner, who got the layup. So 62-16. Three put up by WC, no good. Robinson missed one long. Or that was Blake Hunter. And Ligoti back down in the post. Wagner got another one, 64-16. And WC going to take a timeout. We'll go ahead and take another one. 2:21 left, third quarter. All Lions, 64-16. Back to the Birdcage after this one-minute timeout.
Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction. Put Daryl O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years experience, Daryl can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. Daryl would like to hear from you. If you're enjoying the game tonight, text 812-486-6752.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Haven't tried slam poetry yet. Motel 6, comfortable, clean, always low prices. Know what I mean? Are you traveling? Are you on the road? Make Motel 6 your humble abode. You will get a good night's sleep. I know this poem's not very deep. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. So go and book online at motel6.com. Mic drop.
Back at the Birdcage, 64-16, 2:21 left. Got Brad Devine down there on the front row. Yeah, you're just waving, Lancaster. That's all you got to do. You're the media man. Washington Catholic trying to get some offense going. Ligoti really still playing good, hard man-to-man defense. Landon Harder going to pick up the missed WC shot. Jaden Wagner in the game for Ligoti. He's the only Lions starter in. Three going to be put up, no good, but rebound. They're going to hit a cutting Wagner. He's going to lay it in. 66-16. So it's now a 50-point Ligoti lead. Now Wagner going to check out. That'll be all for him tonight. Looks like Chris Jones going to check in for him. Craney going to put up a three. No good. Rebounded by Eckerly. Had it for a minute. Going to have it poked away by Taylor. It's going to be a tie-up on the floor. Actually, not a tie-up. They're going to call a travel. Good hustle right there by Taylor for Washington Catholic. So the Lions going to get it back with a minute 20 left. Eckerly with it. Going to kick it out. Jones had a three for just a second. Harder going to fire one up. Got it. 69-16. We're under a minute left here in the third quarter. Washington Catholic with the basketball. Craney over to Taylor in the corner. Taylor going to try to dribble it out of trouble. He's going to bounce it over to Robinson. Three going to be put up, no good. Craney going to grab the offensive rebound. He's going to fire one up. It's no good. And WC made the first shot of the third quarter, and they have not scored since. Ligoti back with it, 10 seconds left. Harder with it, going to reverse course. Over to Jones. Harder going to fire a three, got it again. And that's going to do it. At the end of three, all Lions here in the Birdcage, 72-16. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. And when we come back, fourth quarter action. Ligoti leads WC 72-16. Back to the Birdcage in 1 minute.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief, but the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort, because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more, and stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
Back at WC, 72-16, Ligoti with the basketball. Starting the fourth quarter, WC still in his zone. And subs galore on the floor for both teams. We'll talk about them as we move along here. Jones with the basketball. Jalen Wildman with it now, middle of the lane. He's going to kick it out. Jones has got it again. They're going to skip it over. Hart with it in the post. Ligoti has themselves stuck for just a second. Hart now going to go down the lane, and now they're going to get a charge that time. Good job by Taylor. Standing in and taking it. The lane open for a second. Hart made his move for Ligoti. Taylor slid over, took the hit. WC going to get it back. So WC with it again. Taylor going to have it poked away. Bad pass right there by Craney. Here comes Wildman with the basketball. In the lane. Got one to go. It's going to be Jordan Wildman. That's his first 2 points here tonight. WC going against this Ligoti man-to-man defense. .620 left in the game, 74-16. Craney with it. Over to Robinson, back to Craney. Robinson with it again. And a spinning reverse layup by Peyton Robinson, no good. And here comes Ligoti, but Robinson going to take it away from behind, and he's going to knock in a jumper. It's a good hustle right there. That wasn't Robinson. That was Nick Walker, actually. Walker's first two here tonight. Ligoti back on the attack. Taking their time here, just running some offense, trying to get some of these subs an open shot. Hart with it in the middle of the lane. Good diagonal pass by Hart down to Wildman, and that is Jordan Wildman of the Twins. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And Wildman's second free throw, or first free throw, going to be short. He'll have one more. Tonight's game also brought to you by more of our great sponsors, Davies Community Hospital, Better Together for Better Health, by Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal, and by WTHI-TV and Terre Haute. Wildman got the second, 75-18. Craney almost going to have it taken away. It's going to be on the floor. We're going to have a tie-up. Bodies everywhere. Possession arrow going to give it back to WC. And Washington Catholic going to have a new player check in the game, and I'm going to have to consult my press row friends to get a pronunciation as Ligoti going to grab the rebound on a missed shot. It's number 25. He is a junior forward, Michael Z, according to Todd Lancaster. I don't know if that's official or a guess, but it's spelled X-U, but we'll go with Z. So here comes WC with the basketball after a Ligoti miss. Good curl right there. Z had it, but he's going to travel with it. And Ligoti going to get it back. 4:39 left, 75-18. Ligoti with the basketball. Hart with it down in the corner. Jalen Wildman, bad pass, going to be poked away. He was looking for Hart in the post and just tried to thread the needle a little too finely. And Brock Craney going to come down and knock in a three to cut into that lead, 75-21. Jalen Wildman with it again into the post. And they were looking inside that time. Was Ligoti. for an interior pass. And that time, Jordan Wildman going to throw it out of bounds as the Ligoti player had came out. Looked like they had set a little screen to get open, but then turned their back. Quickly the other way. Brock Craney going to be fouled going down the lane, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. It's going to be 16 fouls on Ligoti, just two on WC. Craney got the first one. 75-22. He's got one more. That one going to roll out. Ligoti going to grab the rebound. Wildman going to back it out, try to go down the lane. And he's going to be fouled on the floor. Ligoti going to get it on the baseline. On the inbounds, Hart going to go down, lay it up, got it, 77-22. WC back the other way. Three going to be put up. No good. Ligoti going to run it down and head the other way. Hart with it again for Ligoti. Jalen Wildman has it now on the right side. Dylan Arthur also into the game for Ligoti. He's got it. And Ligoti just taking a little time here. Looking for a cutting Arthur in the lane. Ball's going to be poked away. Last touch by Ligoti, and WC going to get it back. '77-24. Cardinals with the basketball, 2:15 left. So a jump hook put up by Eiley. WC is no good. That's Cade Taylor just in the game. And quickly the other way, Ligoti going to be fouled. And that's going to be Bryant Eckerly going to the line. His first free throw is no good. He'll have another. Chris Jones back in the game for Ligoti. Eckerly's second is good. Tonight's game also brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, and by Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, opening soon on State Street in Washington. Missed shot by WC. Here come the Lions. Coming up on a minute and a half left. Jones with it for Ligoti. Going to kick it over to Arthur. Wildman. On the baseline, down to Jones. He's going to skip it back out to Wildman. Arthur's got it. Wildman going to go down the lane, and he is going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Fifth team foul on WC. They're going to get that one. on Cannon Ingram. Wildman's free throw in and good. '79-'84. '80-'84 with the second. Minute 10 left in the game. WC with the basketball and going down the lane. Shot going to be blocked, but they're going to get a foul. That's going to put Jace Drew at the free throw line to shoot two. Seventh team foul on Ligoti. Minute and 2 seconds left here. Drew got it to go. 80-25. He'll have one more. And the second one going to roll off. WC going to get it back. Shot no good. And they're going to get the second one to go. That's Cade Taylor. 80-27. And Jalen Wildman's layup down the lane, no good. Rebounded by WC. Cade Taylor going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Wildman. Here comes Ligoti with 30 seconds. Jones over to Wildman. We're at 20 seconds. And Ligoti looks like they're not going to take a shot here. Jones has it again. We're coming up on 5 seconds. Wildman's got it now. And he's just going to hold it, and that is going to do it. The final on tonight's Washington Catholic scoreboard here. It is all Ligoti. They lead it from beginning to end. Lions 80, Washington Catholic 27. We're going to take a quick timeout. And when we come back, Jalen Mullen will have all of the postgame statistics. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And we'll set up the rest of the week. Ligoti wins it tonight over WC. 80-27. Back to the Birdcage after this 1 minute timeout.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, to $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George. Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC salesman for details.
Hi, Tom Bodette. Haven't tried slam poetry yet. Motel 6, comfortable, clean, always low prices. Know what I mean? Are you traveling? Are you on the road? Make Motel 6 your humble abode. You will get a good night's sleep. I know this poem's not very deep. I'm Tom Bodette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. So go and book online at motel6.com. Mic drop.
And now back to Washington Catholic Cardinals Sports on the General.
Back at Washington Catholic. Ligoti wins it convincingly tonight. 80-27. Post-game scoring and statistics tonight. Jalen Mullen.
For the visiting Ligoti Lions, they were led in scoring by Jaden Wagner with 19 points. Also added 6 rebounds, followed by Cade Cheesham with 6 3-point field goals for 18. Silas Bauer added 12 points, followed by Levi Pinley with 9. Lyndon Harder had 8. Bailey Deerwester had 5. Jordan Wildman had 3. Nathaniel Hart had 2. And Brandon and Bryant Eckerly both had a free throw. And for the Washington Cardinals, they were led in scoring by Brock Craney with 10, followed by Blake Hunter with 8. Nick Walker, Peyton Robinson, and Cade Taylor both had 2 for a final score of 80-27. back over to Mike DeCourcy.
Okay, we got a little bit of hardware to pass out tonight. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And for the Washington Catholic Cardinals tonight, Jalen Mullen. Tell us who you like and tell us why.
I'm going to go with Brock Craney. He is the centerpiece of the Cardinals, and he makes the team go. So we're going to give it to Brock Craney.
All right, Brock Craney tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. Well, that's going to do it for tonight. Ligoti wins it convincingly, 80-27. Join us again Friday and Saturday night as Bar Eve will take on Reve at Kavanaugh Court on Friday night. Then on Saturday night, travel down to Princeton to take on the Tigers. And we'll have both of those games here on the General 95.9. I'd like to thank Andy Morrison back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And for my buddy Jalen Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Ligoti defeats WC tonight, 80-27. Good night, everybody.
This concludes Washington Catholic Basketball on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop in Washington, Craney's Body Shop in Washington, Darrell O'Brien Construction in Washington, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, and Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Visit WAMWAMFM.com to listen to or download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.